You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Got a few announcements to make, then we're going to get into this. We got a couple guests calling in tonight. One of them we're actually calling ourselves. And those would be Danny Boy from House of Pain, the legendary House of Pain, and Slain. Well, y'all know who Slain is. We're in Boston, right? Anyway, we'll be talking to them shortly. Before we get into all that, though, I need to let y'all know episode 62 of LFOD Radio is up now. That's the Lightworks episode. Shout out to Lightworks. They had an event at Foundation Room last Friday. Bunch of, I hate saying up and coming, but bunch of upcoming producers in the Boston area. It's a new collective they're putting together to just vibe out and play records. There's this band Planet there as well that was rocking on planet.space if you want to check them out. Anyway, that's all at lfodradio.com. You can hear that in 61 other episodes. The SoundCloud is also fire, soundcloud.com/LFOD. We have the Black Fist Cypher, Rex, Time and Lep, Alumni Cypher Series, and more. If you're tuned in, you want to get some questions to these guests, the Twitter's at LiveFreeODRadio. Everything else is LFOD Radio. And if you're an artist tuning in and you want to get some of your music played, submissions at LFODRadio.com. Like I said, we're going to be talking to Danny Boy in just a minute here. House of Pain will be at Royale Boston this Thursday night doing the St. Paddy's celebration. So that's where you should be as well. This song, we're going to play a couple songs before we get them on. Song is by La Cosa Nostra. It's called Get Down. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Days are old. I'm too cold to hold, too you know it's in business. It don't concern ya. Might have to trip and flip like Ike Turner. You're too old for schooling, boy, when I'm unlearning.
All right, we are now live. We got Danny Boy from House of Pain on the air with us. What's happening, man? How's it going?
Good, good.
There we go. We missed you at the beginning there, but you're live now. So
that's what's up.
Just hanging out, watching some baseball.
Yep, watching baseball. Diehard Yankees fan. I know people everywhere I go, it happened to me today, that said, you know, I thought you were from Boston. I'm like, no, man, we just rocked the jersey because, you know, we're Bird fans. Bird was the illest white boy in the game. And being, you know, white and hip-hop back then, it was saying something. So we figured we rocked the Bird jersey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely confusing. And, but you guys met in L.A. anyway, right?
Yeah, we met in L.A. We're all native New Yorkers, with the exception of our DJ, who was originally born in Latvia and grew up in New Jersey and then moved to L.A. But it also makes for, you know, strange, you know, we don't have, like, we're in Boston, you guys have, you know, all the teams lined up for you. Living in L.A., we got no football, so, you know, whoever your football team could be, you know, people in L.A. got so many different teams. Baseball, because I'm from New York. Basketball is, I'm a Celtic fan because of Bird back in the day, and I've never left, you know. So my sports tastes are all over the place, so it makes for a good debate and argument.
Well, you're getting the Rams now. You're getting the Rams now.
Listen, I already got the Jets. You're going to give me the Rams now?
Hey.
They're like the Jets West.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. It I know is. What that, you know. It feels nice to have as many rings as Yankees have, but it also, you know, not to win a Super Bowl since Super Bowl III, I, you know, it's tough. So
your time will come. Your time will come.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
I can live with it.
Right, right. But anyway, so you're going to be in town on Thursday at Royale, House of Pain.
Yep.
You fired up for the show?
Always fired up, and always listen. Coming to Boston is always a treat, man, and I look forward to coming out there. It's one of my favorite spots to play. It is one of the first places, if not the first place, that it was like open arms for House of Pain. We always had good shows. We always got great reception, and love the city and can't wait to get there.
That's what's up. Now, so people who might not know what a House of Pain show entails, what can they expect coming out on Thursday night?
I mean, you know what? It's changed a lot since the 90s, I'll tell you that. So, meaning I don't end up in handcuffs after the show. But, you know, the show is a mix of a little bit of all our careers, man. We do a little bit of House of Pain. We do, I think we throw in a La Cosa Nostra song, which is our other group that we were all part of. Everlast does a couple of Everlast songs. And, you know, we flip a few remixes on some old House of Pain stuff filled with, you know, with some classics as well. So, It's a little bit more mature, a little bit more, you know, grown than it was, you know, swinging off the chandeliers in 1992, you know, breaking things.
Yeah, I'm sure that was reckless. I'm sure it got
a lot
there.
Yeah, it was great, but at 47, I'm going to need a hip replacement, a knee replacement. You know, I've been jumping around for a long time, so.
Indeed, indeed.
But definitely a different show, but definitely, you know, a unique and cool way to spend your St. Paddy's Day. And
that's what's up. I mean, yeah, why not? Why not with the legends? Do you find... Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned Cosa Nostra, because I was going to say, you guys more or less unofficially reunited through Cosa Nostra. I guess you could say, do you have plans for new House of Pain? Or is... Because even though it was...
Really for House of Pain. There was talk about it right after the La Cosa thing came together, and then it just kind of fell by the wayside, and then... Eric got back involved into doing a lot more solo stuff, and then it wasn't enough time for everybody to, like, be full-time in La Cosa. So it's hard, man. You know, truth be told, you know, my hat's off to everybody, and if you can swing a few different bands, but it's tough, man, because, you know, everybody's got their side project and their group, then their side group, and then the side project to the side group. It's like...
Right.
It's tough that way.
Well, I mean, yeah, because I was noticing it. I knew there could. What's that?
You know, when you try to, no, I'm sorry. When you try to juggle all those things, man, something's got to, you know, something suffers, and eventually, you know, everybody kind of goes back to doing their thing. So it is a treat when a La Cosa Nostra show happens or a House of Pain show happens, because it's tough to get everybody on the same page at the same time at the same event. So I look forward to it, and it's always, you know. So no, it's always one for the books, because we never know. I never know, you know, if it's my final season in the majors, if you know what I mean.
Right. So. When's it going to happen again? It could be any time.
Yeah, it could be any time, man. You know, things change. And, you know, again, at 47 years old, I love to perform. I love to do it. But you know what I mean? Who knows how long.
Right. You've had a pretty good run, man.
had a really good run. I feel fortunate, and I'm glad fans still love it and fans still come out. And you know,
well, I'm hoping. Do you guys have like a strategy on introducing, you know, this new generation to your stuff? Because I'm not gonna lie, I was talking to someone the other day, and I was like, "Yeah, House of Pain's in town on Thursday," and they're like, "Who?" I was like, "Wait, what do you mean? You don't know?" Like, it's crazy to think of it because you guys are.
Yeah, because people now, I mean, you know, 92 is a long time ago. People are 20, you know, in their 20s, they might have been born when that song came out. So time does fly. And, as you know, again, that's kind of the good part about, you know, we're not pushing new stuff. You asked me earlier if I had anything I want to talk about. I told you I got nothing to sell. In that sense, you know, being cheeky. But at this point, it's legacy stuff. You know what I mean? And I think that's more of the job of, you know, either somebody's older brother or father or whoever to introduce them to the classics, or that's something they discover when they get bored of their contemporary stuff and they start digging a little deeper and they go, oh, who's these old guys? House of Pain. You know what I mean? And they dig in. So, again, that kind of thing, it takes care of itself, or it doesn't, and it doesn't matter. So
it's funny. You just said there, you said it's been a while since that song came out. Obviously, we're talking about Jump Around. Did that surprise you? Because I think that might be one of the all-time great hip-hop party songs. It's like definitely a top three wedding song. I hear it everything I go to, and people lose their minds.
It would be a top three sporting event song as well. Yeah, I mean, nobody can predict. I mean, when Eric first brought it over after he recorded it, I put it in, you know, in my apartment at the time. And all of our friends started losing this stuff, and they were going bonkers. So I knew there that if our own friends were going crazy to it, because, you know, when you're in your 20s, you'll tell somebody, hey, man, I'm not feeling it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And everybody was going bananas for it. And then we played it a couple demos at the club at the time. People were going, you know, bonkers. So, but you never really, I mean, how can you, nobody knew how long this thing would last. And looking back, it's been 23 and a half years, and still playing all the time. Pretty crazy stuff.
It's wild, man. It's definitely wild because it's party, but it's pretty aggressive, you know, and you're still at it. So
no doubt.
Well, that's good that, you know, you're good with just keeping that alive. So I'm amped for the show. Are there going to be special guests? Any surprises? Yeah, should people be, don't give it away, but.
No, I'm not going to give it away. I know Right Hook's opening for us on all three of these shows, which is, we got introduced to him through Slain. And, you know, looking forward to coming out. And, you know, you never know. With a House of Pain show, you never know who's going to come out on stage. So.
Right. We actually have Slain calling in a bit later. Anything you want to...
I heard. I've seen him. That's my boy. So I follow him, you know, obviously on all platforms. I seen him retweet it. I said, hey, but wait a minute, man. I'm on that show too.
Hey,
good for him. Say, give him my regards. And I look forward to getting a nice lobster over at that ye old, whatever the spot is, the Kennedy spot where the lobsters are.
I'll let them know that Boston. To have that lobster waiting for you when you touch down. That's what's up. Yeah, if you're ever around, you know, in Boston, I know you're usually West Coast, but if you're ever in town, like, we'd love to have you swing by in person. I know we usually do longer interviews in person, but
and you know what, the truth is, I'm in and out, so next time I come by, me and Slain will get together. I'll make him bring me there for sure.
That's what's up.
That we could both do and chop it up for long term.
Hey, and I have another question for you before I let you go here. Delta Bravo, is that you?
Yep. Yeah, that's me.
That's cool, man. I was checking some of that
out
the other day.
It's what I do for, you know, I want to say for a living. It hasn't paid anything, but I always feel overpaid anyway. Working on a bunch of stuff. We travel a lot. Now, for those of you who don't know, Google Delta Bravo Urban Exploration Team. It's basically a bunch of people, Boston chapter, New York chapter, Los Angeles chapter, and about five other cities. We consider ourselves pop culture detectives. We take old photos, old records, old movies. We dissect them. We find where they were shot, what the location was, match them up, post them online, give up the address so that if you're interested, you can see it and do it and be part of it yourself. And it's grown into a nice little movement. And, you know, I'm proud to have it, you know, to have started this. But it's also, you know, one of these things. It's a passion project, man. I've met a lot of great people during, you know, this last couple of years doing it. And I've been to some amazing places and, you know, the journey continues.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's wild seeing some of the stuff in Boston, even. Like that Puffy, the voting one, is like in Cambridge.
Yeah, man.
And you're like, really? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, shout out to my man Bill X. Him and Jimmy Cash, they're doing it big, you know, in Boston. And they're the ones that, like, you know, really put in the most amount of work there. And sprinkled with, you know, the rest of their squad. But, yeah, again, when I look at that, when I look at the things that they post, it makes me want to go and follow in their footsteps and visit those locations myself. So it's a beautiful thing.
Hell yeah. We're going to definitely, we'll get those links out and stuff so people can follow along.
I appreciate it. Yeah, no doubt.
Thursday, Royale. What time does this show start? 8 p.m.? 9 p.m.?
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 9.
Doors at 8, House of Pain, Everlast, DJ Lethal, Danny Boy, Right Hook, Royale, Fine Malt Lyrics. Anything else you want to leave the people with before we call it quits?
That's
here?
That's it, man. Looking forward to St. Paddy's Day week, as always. You know what I mean? It's already started, and it'll probably end a week or two from now. So
it's the best, man.
See you guys when I see you.
All right. Hopefully you'll see a lot of us that night. Take it easy, and let's see how those Yankees do this year. Hopefully we take it back from Toronto.
Hopefully we meet at the end, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there. All right, man.
All right, man.
Thanks for calling in. We'll talk soon.
Yep. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
That was Danny Boy, House of Pain. Make sure you catch them at Royale Boston this Thursday. You can get the tickets for that online, Ticketmaster, every place where good tickets are sold. We're going to play another House of Pain joint here. This is Jump Around. This is the Pete Rock remix, though. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Feeling funky, amps in the trunk, and I got more rhymes than this cops at a Dunkin' Donut shop. Sure enough, I got props from the kids on the hill, plus my mom and my pops. I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump around.
Check it out, y'all.
Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump up and get down. I'm smacking. Word to your moms, I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes and the bottle's got songs. And just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burned. Cause I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle, bring a shotgun. But if you do, you're a fool, cause I do to the death. Trying to step to me, you take your last breath. I got the skill, come get your fill. Cause when you stand up, get fully hit. I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump around.
Check it out, y'all.
Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump up and get down.
Jump.
Listen to the sound that pounds, I jump around. I'm no clown, I get down to the funk. Listen to the wig out and step to the rear, dear, cause I'm here. The P to the E to the T, E rockin'. The runs in your stockings, the hun puts a rockin'. Chillin' with the House of Pain, blood stains the ground. I jump around.
I'm the cream of the crop, I rise to the top. I never eat a pig cause a pig is a cop. Or better yet, a Terminator, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Trying to play me out like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't going out like no punk shit. Get used to one style of yo when I might switch it up. Bumping around, then buck, get down. Put out your head and then you wake up in the dawn of the day. I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I'll wet ya. I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump around.
Check it out, y'all.
Jump around.
Jump up and get down.
Jump up and get down.
is a movement, a real movement.
La Coca Nostra.
You must have I'm talking like you're a movement, but none of you's a moving. I walked the hills, I had to climb with these legs of my own. My hot days and dark nights put my head in the zone. Hustle for blood money, left my wife pregnant at home. On the television, everyone's regularly stoned. A flashback to a 70s song in a Valari with mom. Picture the future, seeing everything gone. My wife is asking me, is anything wrong? I tell her, Erica, everything is, you better be strong. America, where I was born, city blocks to where I was raised. I'm seed from the land of the greed, home of the craze. I never burn, I'm unafraid, I'm known to be brave. To my and dig me a stitch and she stole me a grave. 7 weeks in utero, you're growing, don't be a slave. Just build your hunger and your power from your loneliest days. There were many before me who molded me and showed me the way. But I'm my old man, there's nobody that told me to say what I say.
Hate will fuel your rage, drugs will get you high. Money buys respect, love will get you by. Hate will fuel your rage, drugs will get you high. Money buys respect, love will get you by.
It's the Highland Samurai with the violent devil eye. Semper-fi, qualified, sing your power lullaby. Rock or buy, do or die, true Jedi status. You wanna learn to skywalk? Come get at us. Dolomite, Cenobite, Canaanite, Fahrenheit, Satellite, Mr. White, gotta like, do the right. From the seas to the block, trooper with the future shock. Fumigate the paradox, illuminate the orthodox.
I feel the devil in my eyes, I see it in hell's neck. I sniff and I self-death, walking up 12 steps. I live rock bottom with the gift to sell sex. This ice cold world has got me vicious and selfish.
Daddy man got a plan, Taliban out of hand. Pakistan to Japan, Darva said Percodan. Overstand 50 grand, Cougaran. Who's the man, Dapper Dan, Uncle Sam? If he never gave a damn.
Hate will fuel your rage, drugs will get you high. Money buys respect, love will get you by. Hate will fuel your rage, drugs will get you high. Money buys respect, love will get you
by. I walk amongst the reptilians and leather skin aliens on interstellar chariots. Post-apocalyptic gladiators, my electrons are Teflon, my protons are technons, my neutrons will shoot your head off with my head's gone. They form molecules that move like death swarms. They kidnap American tourists and make bombs. Standing at the gates of heaven waiting to face God. Take part in criminology like Great Quan. We those killers that don't blink, the world's multi-billions that don't think. Controlled by the skull and bone, 666. Listen kid, the day the nuclear missile hit, where were you while we taking the piss? While the sky hail mountain-sized comets and planets shattering light and gigantic fragments of ice like what the Titanic collided with. Society is not civilization, technology is Satan in the hands of devil worshippers that praise him.
Hate will fuel your rage, drugs will get you high. Money buys respect, love will get you by. Hate will fuel your rage, drugs will get you.
All right, we're back on Live Free or Die Radio. We got Slain on the phone.
What up?
How's it going, man?
Chilling.
We just got off.
You guys just had Danny right before me.
Oh yeah, it's a 1-2 punch today. We never do phoners either. So
following those guys all week.
Yeah. I would have had you first if I had known. I didn't know that, you know. But he was talking about his lobster. You guys usually do like a big lobster dinner or something in Boston.
Yeah, well, he loves, you know, Danny likes the old school stuff, man. So, I mean, we used to go to, we used to go over to Pier 4.
Okay.
But now that spot is closed down. That was my favorite restaurant ever, and Danny loves it. We got the popovers and the lobster, and, like, you know, they got the whole nine over there. But I think the last time he was here, we went over to the Union Oyster House because, you know, Danny does, I don't know if you follow his page, he does all the Delta Bravo stuff. He likes, like, historic sites and stuff like that. So
yeah,
that's,
we were
like, the oldest restaurant in America. It's kind of a touristy thing, but figured I'd take him over there anyways.
Yeah, we were talking about the Delta Bravo. That stuff's wicked cool. I was checking that out recently. Yeah, I didn't know that was the oldest restaurant in America, though.
I mean, don't hold me to that, but I think it's something like that.
You're on record. It's a fact now. All right. So that's what's up. So you have a show. You're following them all week, you said. You're here Saturday at the Hard Rock Cafe.
No, I'm not really. That was just a joke. I mean, they're performing, I guess, Thursday night on St. Patty's Day here, and I'm doing Saturday. So
at the Hard Rock.
I'm not following them all week. They're going, I think they got Jersey and New York.
Oh, okay. So not and literally.
I got Portland, Maine on Thursday, and then Boston Saturday.
Oh, that's what's up. Portland will be rowdy.
Yeah, man, it always is. We don't.
Yeah, so for people that haven't seen a Slain show, what should these people expect when they come through the doors?
I mean, you know, the St. Patty's thing is something I've been doing for years. I think I've done it like, it has to be like 8 or 10 years now. And it doesn't always fall on St. Patty's Day, but I always do a St. Patty's Day weekend show in Boston. And, you know, like, it's always kind of like old friends and just people that have been down for years. And, you know, like, I bring the intensity no matter where I'm performing, whenever, but it's always something special when we do the show in Boston for St. Patty's Day weekend. It's, you know, it's a family affair.
I believe that. Speaking of intensity, I'll take it back real quick. So I'm from New Hampshire originally. This is Live Free or Die Radio. But I came down. I remember the first time I saw you, might have been like 10 years ago. We came down for a Cage show. It was like Camu Tao, Tame One. We expect to be this wicked weird show, right? And you were there. I don't know who your hype man was at the time, but I remember you popped up. You had this red Dolo shirt, ball head in the sunglasses, and just went in. We got the special teams mixtape that night. It was just, but we were not expecting it at all. And it was intense, man. I was a little nervous for a couple minutes.
You were nervous about what?
I'm not going to lie, man. We were there. We were like, all right, this will be cool. It's going to be some weird indie hip hop. And then you just showed up and started yelling at everyone. But it was awesome, though. I mean, like I said, we got the mixtape and everything immediately. But
And those days were cool. I mean, you know, back in the day, basically, Leeds, who promotes a lot of shows in the city, he did my first mixtape with me, and I used to open up for every underground show that came through for about, you know, 2 or 3 years. And, you know, that's kind of how I started building my fan base slowly but surely in Boston through the White Man is the Devil Volume 1 mixtape, and then after that Volume 2 and the Special Teams mixtape, and just doing a ton of shows. I mean, at one point, I used to probably do like 25 shows a year in Boston.
That's a lot.
Now I probably do 2 or 3, you know?
Right, but you make them count.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different thing when you have an audience and a fan base, and, you know, you want to go, and people know your music, you want to go and, you know, give them something special every time, and not that you don't want to do that when you're building an audience, but you know, it's just a different ball game at that point.
You got to hammer it home, really, at the beginning. Let them know, you know. Speaking of special new every time, I know you're working on a new album, or I heard you might be. Have you been performing any new music? Can people expect to hear some of that? Did I lose you there?
Yeah, I just lost you. Still there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's that wonderful Boston weather.
Yeah, man, it's a little bit different. I just got back from L.A.
Yeah.
I go out to L.A. for the winter now, man. I'm no dummy.
Yeah. I hear you. I was in Phoenix recently. I was like, this might be the plan. Just come out this way.
You know, I go back and forth because I do the acting stuff out there. And, you know, I do music no matter where I am. But it's best to be out there for the winter, I figured out.
Yeah.
And I usually come back here right before St. Patty's Day and just catch the tail end of the winter.
Yeah, it was cake this year. We didn't have any trouble at all.
I saw one day it was like minus 33 degrees or something like that. So.
Well, yeah, we had that one day. You didn't have any of that. But what I was asking was, I did hear you're working on a new album. Are you performing any of the new ones? Any new songs at these shows?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a couple of joints from the new album. It's crazy, man. Like, I always am, I never work on one album at a time.
Okay.
I've always done, like, several albums at the same time. So, you know, like, it's hard for me to just stay in one mind state for a year. So, which is generally, like, how long it takes me to finish an album.
Okay.
So, you know, like, the Lakoka album is almost done. It's called To Thine Own Self Be True. That should be out this summer. And, you know, that has a different feel than when I do what I do for the solo stuff. My solo album is called The Day Before I Died.
Okay.
And, you know, basically, I just been, like, I think anybody who's listened to me for a long time, I kind of have documented this, the trials and tribulations of kind of my alcoholism and drug addiction. And, you know, the good stuff, the pain, the loss, and everything that's come along with it. I'd say, like, you know, I've made songs about a wide area of topics over the years, but I'd say, like, the pervading theme through it has always kind of been, like, I've been, like, a voice from the drug epidemic that's in Boston.
Which is serious right now.
Yeah, while I was actively in it. And, you know, like, for a while I got sober. It took me, it's over 2 years ago. And it took me a little while to, like, readjust to making music again. And you know, it was just a different process. And I didn't want to do that sober album, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I was driving around downtown and I was over, like, over Methadone Mile and stuff, and this kid was begging for change. You know, there's a bunch of them out there, and I went to give him a five, and he recognized me and started spitting some lyrics off of White Man Is the Devil Volume 2.
That's wild.
And I was like, man, I owe it. Like, I owe telling my story and making it out the other side. I owe it. So, you know, that's what this album's going to be. It's a perspective on what I've been through and everything I've been through and the whole process, like, as far as the end of my using and just growing up with it, and just with the perspective, and then coming out the other side, hitting my bottom, and you know, coming out the other side and getting well, man, and turning things around for myself. And that's what the album's gonna be about.
I like it, because you've always been pretty honest about what was going on from the start. So to keep that, I'm expecting it's going to be pretty raw. I like that you waited to get it down, though, and didn't just rush into that sober album immediately. That's usually no good for anyone.
Well, I resisted it. You know, I resisted it at first, and I was like, I don't want to do that. And then, you know, and then I just felt like, you know, I just watch for the signs, man. And the signs tell me, like, that's what I should do.
Yeah.
You know, like, artistically, like, I always felt like I'm being guided by a force. And, you know, that's what that force is pushing me to do. And you know, like, some of that stuff will seep into the Lakoka album, too. And Terminology and I are doing an album together. And that's about 70% done, too. So I have 3 records that I've been working on for the past, you know, 18 months or whatever, or even a little longer than that, since the King of Everything Else came out about 18 months ago, I think.
Right.
So, you know, I've been putting in work, man, and it's crazy because all 3 of them are, like, really, coming to a finish at the same time, which, you know, is inconvenient for some things, but, you know, the beauty of it is as soon as one comes out, like, I'm going to have a steady stream of music coming out, like, one project after another about every 4 months over the next year.
That's awesome.
So
that's what these kids want these days, man. That's what they want.
You know, and I've always been consistent with putting projects out and stuff, but I felt like, you know, when you know, like, I mean, basically I was close to death, man, and I was like, I had to turn my life around, so, like, I had to take a time out a little bit and get things back on track, and, you know, now I'm ready to come back and really go full speed ahead again.
I can only imagine, because it's kind of crazy, you said you're guided by signs here. The path you've taken is so interesting, in terms of coming out of, you know, Boston and making it to LA. Now you're doing movies, dropping 3 records this year. Aren't you in a movie with like Kevin Hart this summer?
Oh yeah, I did a little I did like a little feature spot in the movie with The Rock and Kevin Hart. Comes out June, I think, Central Intelligence.
So that's crazy to me. I don't know how you balance all this. It's impressive, man. I can only imagine with your focus on at 100% what's coming, you know.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Like with the drugs and the booze and stuff, like I was pretty focused.
Yeah.
I was pretty focused. It's just that, you know, it was a matter of like my body giving out more than it was, you know, my focus. I always worked when I was using, and you know, now it's like I've had to learn how to work sober, as crazy as that sounds. Like, you know, I felt like I always had like performance enhancing drugs. I never had to sleep, you know what I mean? I
right.
was just in the studio recording 24. I could stay in there till 9, you know, get in there at 7 o'clock at night, stay till 9 in the morning.
That's perfect.
You know?
Well, that's, Keith Richards used to say it was like shifting gears. That's how he stayed up so many days. He's like, most people use one gear. I take these and I go up and down and I balance it out. And I don't know. You can, some people can do it, man. I can't do that. But
Keith Richards is still alive, too.
He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. But so, yeah. Well, we're looking forward. Do you have any idea of a like release date for this? Or is it all just kind of, you know, starting in the summer and it's going to flow out for
like
your
I
album?
Said, like, you know, like the La Coca one looks like it's going to drop first. So I think everything else is going to kind of fall in line with, you know, I need time to tour with the fellas and do what we do to push that album and give that album its time. And then when that seems like the right time is there, then the next one will drop and I'll decide whether that's going to be me and Term's album or my album. And then we'll give that its time. And then, you know, I'm just going to follow the signs, man, and see how it goes.
That's what's up. It sounds good. If you're ever in town when any of that's happening, we'd love to have you drop in studio, do it face-to-face, get a nice little interview going there.
You got that.
We want to let people know, Saturday night, Hard Rock Cafe.
Hard Rock Cafe. Shout out to Lisa Finelli.
Experience Creative.
Experience Creative. This is the first time that I'm performing at Hard Rock Cafe. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, it's a different look, different venue, different... It's going to be a different show, man, and we're going to have a good time over there. I'm looking for, like I said, it's going to be a family affair. You never know who might drop in.
Yes.
Everybody that's on the bill is going to bring it. I'm going to bring it, and, you know, we're going to have a good time. The parade's the next morning, so.
Hey, and they're doing the long route. I don't know if you saw that. They had switched it.
I did see that.
I was pissed. I live in Southie. I was like, really, man? That's going to be a mess if they just keep it on Broadway. So I'm amped, so. Hard Rock Cafe, Slane. Hey, thanks for calling in, man. And real happy to hear everything's going well and these albums are coming out. Looking forward to it. Definitely keep in touch, and you know, we'll start playing it as soon as they start dropping.
That's what's up, man. Thank you. Thank you for the support. And I'll see everybody out there on Saturday.
All right, we'll see you then. Happy St. Paddy's.
All right, peace.
That was Slane. You're still tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. Like we said, Saturday night, Hard Rock Cafe, put on by Experience Creative. Hey, the homie Champ Chuck is hosting. You can catch him later on tonight over Dog Radio. Jason is on the bill. Headshots is on the bill. Outland Camp is on the bill. JFK is on the bill. It's going to be dope. And earlier we spoke to Danny Boy from House of Pain. They will be at Royale Thursday night, doors at 8. Definitely want to check that out. We're going to play some sort of new Slane here. This is Destroy Everything. This is off his last album when he was still going hard with the King of Everything Else. You know, still documenting that struggle he was in at the time, which he came out pretty well out of, so that's good to hear. This is Destroy Everything featuring Right Hook. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
'Cause I'm the king of everything.
It's been a long time, I'm killing, but I'm still in this mess. Lives have been stained from the devil, my children are blessed. Stages rock globally, all my mics have been scorched. They quoted me in corners, hung me like I'm Christ on the cross. Chris dollars in a gambler's hand, dice have been tossed. Dreams found, but my life and my wife has been lost. Music package up in packages, smack, crack, and ecstasy pills. Wrapped in plastic, kids were next to me killed. Spoke the truth to the youth that was truly seen. I went from B-tapes to street dreams to being seen on movie screens. You saw how it started and watched my evolution. My world's run around the planet with the revolution. A sinner on a sidewalk, product of narcotics. Every time that I talk, I got it. I'm psychotic with the bat in the pen. It's too good to kick the habit, so I'm at it again.
It's the devil, back in my flesh, destroy everything.
Pocket full of metal and a set of horns, that's all. He still rides with my ghost guys, that's all. He walk around like he never left.
Back in the flesh, destroy everything. Back in the flesh, destroy everything. Back in the flesh, destroy everything. So what does a man think in his head when he's king?
Tits and bras and lit cigars. Twisted vibes from a misfit that spit it hard. Sadistic fits while I twitch, it's a glitch I got. Is it a sickness or a tick? Curse or gift, take your pick. A bit the rotten apple, shackled to this vicious eye. Love, I suck blood from a bit tie. I shared a bond with my listeners, cause I was on a mission since my mixtapes. When I came to piss in the mainstream, white men is the devil, volume one. Smoke dope, did April, brawl for fun. Beat the system and the odds, put it all in one. Try to play me, D.O.A. me, but they all were done. I got my city behind me, I got my team bigger. My operation will blow you to smithereens quicker. I show these kids where I live, how to dream bigger. Never see my legacy forever in obscene figure.
It's the devil, back in my flesh, destroy everything.
Pocket full of metal and a set of horns, that's all. He still rides with my ghost guys, that's all. He walk around like he never left.
Back in the flesh, destroy everything. Back in the flesh, destroy everything. Back in the flesh, destroy everything. So what does a man think in his head when he's king?
This is about my lifestyle and offensive rumors. I like extensive tumors, so I gotta keep a sense of humor. I represented worldwide with demented music. Find a drug, do a drug, then
abuse it.
Blue and red lights flash in my glass. From lieutenants cruising, I'm too slick for them. All my menace moving. Since I came in this game, I still been improving. With this bank of mine, I'm Frankenstein with the tenants cruising. And it sounds I'm louder than a foul pitcher. Style of wild mixture of powder and hot liquor. So when the drunk driver's whipping, hot as a car hitcher. And why does the victim smile like he's proud of this bar mitzvah? The whole world's still shrouded in mystery. Brain still deranged, so I'm out of my history. Felt the skies falling, clouds crowded against me. But emerged from the curve, so I'm proud of my history.
It's the devil, back in my flesh, destroy everything.
Pocket full of metal and a set of horns, that's all. He still rides with my ghost guys, that's all. He walk around like he never left.
Back in the flesh, destroy everything. Back in the flesh, destroy everything. Back in the flesh, destroy everything. So what does a man think in his head when he's king?
Let's take him back. The makings of a king. We go back in time. Check it out. Yeah. Yo, dreams come true, but not for sleepers. When I was nine, I got a boombox and knocked the speakers. Beasties rockin' finger poppin' girlies by the bleachers. Fiendin' for the Jordan ones, but couldn't cop the sneakers. I had the lines in rat tail prior to the ball fade of Caesar. In Little League, I pray to Jesus I will be a major leaguer. But spring fever got replaced by the taste of beaver. Before long, a bag of chicken heads and blazing reefs. I ran the streets and learned to find my way through shiesty rackets. Rocket Cortez classics and black Nike jackets. Before my dudes was dead, I locked up in the psychiatrics. I wrote these rhymes and foreshadowed that I might be at this. My theatrics beginning, I started pinning what I've been in. Drinking gin and chewing gum, sticking a cinnamon. Smoking blunt, washing dishes, minimum wage. Wrote some damn on a make it with this pen and the page of saying. Where I grew up, right before the kids around the way started to shoot up.
company pills back and forth with the dust. Took the bus back to Mass, drive my class, stack my loot up. Moving with them DMS kids, so now I'm crewed up. Me and Dan one drinking beers, getting screwed up. Laying down rhymes on the samples, he would flip, doing dips, turntables, and a mic, no computer. No booth from the rooftops, I walked in my tube socks, smoking oo-wops. My boombox breaks from doo-wop tapes and Tupac's great. Shortly after Biggie was killed, it was apparent to me then I'd need malevolent will. If I wanna make it, either that or head for the hills. My connect knock, that cut off the bread for the pills. But my habit's getting bigger and I'm head over hills. That's when everybody figured I'd be dead or in jail. They were turning, and I ain't have a nickel but a flicker of the fire that was burning through, turning to a ball of flames in the winter. The furnace blew, friends is on the fringes, binging on syringes, relentless every sentence, wet my mental in the trenches. Gangsters putting dollars in the senses for my project, got a pension for some violence in their senses with no logic. So this is how it has to be, trapped in a catastrophe. Robbed the studio with cats, now the cats is after me, really for no reason, but they gassed up on a half a key. That ain't no embellishment, I'm telling you it's actually. Before this dude had a chance to put a cap on me, he got popped for a robbery and taken off in shackles. B, I started volume one. It's crazy how the past repeat, cause that's the same robbery. The town will be in act with me. It's crazy.
We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. If you were tuned in earlier, you heard Danny Boy from House of Pain and Slain from Special Teams, La Cosa Nostra, and just Slain call in. They both have some St. Paddy's Day shows coming up in the city. First up is House of Pain at Royale on Thursday. And then Slain will be at Hard Rock Cafe, rocking with Experience Creative on Saturday night. Both of those are going to be Reckless, Wild, etc. And you definitely want to get to those. We're going to post these interviews tomorrow, soundcloud.com/LFOD, if you want to hear them. If you're an artist tuning in, submissions@LFODradio.com is how you get your music to us. And we'll be back next week. No guests, so shoot those submissions over. We're going to be playing nothing but local underground hip-hop. We're getting out of here with another one off Slain's King of Everything Else. This one is Zip Zero featuring Rex and Terminology. Live Free or Die.
Chocolate milk and grilled cheeses. My grandmother's kitchen, statues that killed Jesus. Neighborhood fellas with bulges from loaded pieces. Out the window, hang in front of the barrooms, I can see this. So who's the gangsters and corrupt polices? You grew up the street with both sides, you cuss and eat with it. Yeah, you caught between the friction, but addiction's just a secret. We speaking codes, no one outside us can't peep it. I went to church at 16, looking at his coffin. His last thought was that his dope habit hadn't caught him. I stared at the stained glass, apologized for that abortion. My soul is not for scorching, I'll adopt an orphan. When I grow up, I promise honest on the church steps. I'm honest, the same spot, eating all our phones, Percocets. It wasn't long before the heroin schemes. Inside my blue collar hood of these American dreams.
I come from nothing, zip zero. The bottom baby gets so difficult. We tip tiptoe through the struggle. We hustle just to cut that check. The upper edge, want the love, the respect. You feel the neglect. Say whoa, 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 whoa. Pound and respect. Youngster so stressed, watching them D-text. Let me hear you say whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, yo. I say whoa. My mama and my papa full of
drama been it get worse. Nana and my grandpa started psycho, wasn't rehearsed. They birthed a mother genius, was he cursed? Yes sir, was extra, extra, extra hugging-ish. Don't kill my vibe, fist don't give no vibes. You ain't love of your lives, daddy died, barely knew him, barely cried. Belly of the beast, belly full of hard times. Ramen noodles times crimes, it's usual times. I'm unsuitable for this up design. Through the I'm gonna go to